Blog Talk Radio.
Taking that
2000 Lamborghini fast lane, yeah. In the fast lane, in the fast lane. Going too fast in the fast lane.
Welcome to another brand new episode of the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com today. Check out their great line of outdoor apparel. Whether you're a fisherman, a hunter, or you just like to be outdoors, check out their great line of clothing that they have. And all the specials that they have. This is another episode of the Fast Lane Sports Show. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We've got NASCAR. They were in Hotlanta last week. They will be in New Hampshire this week. We'll talk about that. The Fantasy League. We'll find out how the points are shaping up for that as we gear up and get closer to the playoffs. We've got the Eldora Million going on tonight. This weekend, we'll talk about that and talking dirty. Plus, we've got the custom swag penalty box coming up later tonight as well. You want to keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network because it's the only place that you can listen to the Fast Lane Sports Show. Let's go!
Fast Lane!
Show on the road. I know. What day is the show going to be on this week? Well, you're just as surprised as I am. So we do the show when we can. That's the great thing about, no paying sponsors. We don't work for any big networks or anything like that. We do the show when we want to, when we have time around our lives. And, speaking, though, of big network executives and owners, please welcome my wonderful co-host, Miss Christina. Good afternoon, Christina.
What's shaking? I mean, we just like to keep everybody on their toes. I mean, what? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, we're bound to do a show. It's just a matter of when.
Hey. You know, they can stay just as much on their toes as I am. I mean, I just live it.
I keep you pretty busy, I think.
day by day, it's, hey, let's just do a show tonight. Okay.
Or, I mean, as long as, yeah, I'm just like, whatever, I'm like, okay, I don't, you know, pretty flexible, I think.
Right.
But, I mean, you know.
Hey, the great thing is we talk about dirt racing. Dirt races run almost every night between the Outlaws
much,
and the All-Stars and local short tracks, you know, that run on Fridays and Saturdays. And sometimes you got special races on Sundays.
Not only that, NASCAR changes their schedule, laps, you know, it doesn't matter. We'll shorten the race in the middle of the race.
Yeah, let's just do that. So,
I mean, that's normal.
Whatever. We'll talk about Hot Atlanta here in a little bit and the NASCAR fiasco.
Was it hot, though? Like,
it was rainy. We'll call it Wet Atlanta. How about Wetlanta?
Yeah.
We'll call it Wetlanta.
There you go.
We'll talk about that. We'll find out how the NASCAR points are lining up and looking as we get closer to the playoffs. As well as the fantasy league. We've only got 7 races until the playoffs. So, like we said last week, Rodney's about the only one that has a shot at even competing for the regular series points. But right now, everybody just needs to be worried about picking the winner of the race, especially people like Debbie, Craig, Chris, Aaron, Andrew, they have yet to get a win, and you've already got Ty and Rodney with 5 wins. So we'll talk more about the fantasy league as we get closer to that. But Christina, let's jump right into Talking Dirty. Of course, every week Talking Dirty is brought to you by Racer Chase and Apparel. You can check out racerchasesapparel.com. Amanda's got a great line of clothing over there so that you look stylish when you go to the small town short tracks, whether it's your hometown or you're on vacation and you go to a track. Check out Racer Chasing Apparel. She is the proud sponsor of Talking Dirty. Christina, we're going to start off. It is the Eldora.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Can we talk about that?
Hold on.
Oh, man.
We'll
I need
there.
To talk about it.
I know you do. You've been wanting to for a couple days now. We'll get there. Hold on. But first, there's bigger news than that. I mean, the biggest news is Brad Sweet's not leading the points, Christina. This is crazy. Brad Sweet has led the World of Outlaw points for the last 6 years. He is not leading right now.
Well, I told you, these people would listen to me. I'm pretty sure last week I told everybody that this leave was going to end and it was going to slip away. Nobody wants to listen
away.
To the girl.
It has
God
slipped
forbid
away.
We listen to... God forbid we listen to the queen of racing, who obviously knows what she's talking about. God forbid
we're not
we do
worthy.
That.
We're not
exactly.
worthy.
You're not.
Okay.
But
okay.
You.
The Barbasol Shave phone line to call is 657-383-1903.
Go ahead. Bring it on. Let's do it. But... No, it was a matter of time before he lost the lead.
Not only lost the lead, but David Gravel not only made up 4 points, but he gapped Brad Sweet by 8. So he made up 12 points just since
which
we
is
were
ironic.
On air last
yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It
all happened in the same time frame we were on the show.
There was only 2 races.
I'm telling you. I'm like a magic voodoo doll or something. I mean, remember way back when I would do my Thursday night show, right before we would go to like Williams Grove and stuff. And I did this a couple times. I would have like a couple of drivers on, and lo and behold, I think we did it. Oh man, I did it with Maddie Campbell like 4 times in a row. The Thursday he was on the show, that Friday he ended up going to Victory Lane in Williams Grove. So it was really cool for me because I have like back-to-back pictures and at Williams Grove Speedway in Victory Lane with him. Just how cool is that? Who does
that
not
is
love
cool.
going to Victory Lane? Just saying.
Oh, that is awesome. That's like a few years ago I went up to Jennerstown. I took some of my Fastlane stickers with me and gave one to my boy, Jason Bush. And that night he parked there in Victory Lane. He's had the sticker
That's
on the car ever
thing.
Since. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It happens,
speaking of,
we're pretty cool like that.
It does. We are. Speaking of Victory Lanes, because we don't want to take anything away, David Gravel is the points leader by 8 over
yeah.
Brad Sweet. We had 2 races since we were on the show last. One of the guys doesn't care if we say him or not, because everybody talks about him all the time anyway. But Saturday, July 8th, in Wisconsin at Wilmot, the Federated Auto Parts Larry Hillerud Memorial Badger 40 race took place. And we had Carson Macedo park it in Victory Lane for that one. So that was pretty sweet. Carson Macedo beating out Brad Sweet and Sheldon Howdenshield there. Donnie Schatz and Casey Kane. Casey Kane with a top 5 there. David Gravel just outside top 5, coming in 6th for that race. So big shout out to Carson Macedo, which I believe that is his 4th. That's his 4th win on the season. He is still in 3rd. He's right there too. Carson, Christina, Carson's one of those kids, one of those guys that the drivers that you don't sleep on. You don't close your eyes and he's 35 points back. He will make up 35 points in a week. And next mm-hmm. thing you know, he's the points leader. So Carson is one of those guys that we've kept an eye on the last couple of years. He can make up points big time as well. He knows how to park it in Victory Lane, especially with the Outlaws. We've seen him do that multiple times. So big shout out and congrats to Carson for getting that win up in Wisconsin, Christina.
I mean, he did what he needed to do. He's back in Victory Lane. He's literally sizing up the points leaders, which is going to end up coming down to a 3-cat race here at some point. You know, it will. I mean, if my boys from PA want anything to do with this, Logan Schuhart, Logan, you're very good at Eldora. So now is the time to really make those moves and get on top of something, because if not, you're going to just fall further behind. He is sitting 4th in points, but so that's what he's got to do. He's got to have some real fierce moments here. He's got to do great things when it comes to being here at Eldora this weekend and managing, you know, this weekend. It's going to be a crazy weekend. It's a lot of money. And, I mean, we're used to these midweek races. I mean, look, Tuesday, July 11th, we were out in Attica. I mean, we weren't, but the Outlaws were out at Attica for the Brad Doty Classic. And, well, lo and behold, big shocker, big boy from NASCAR comes in and wins the whole damn thing.
Uh-huh.
Again.
Yep.
And maybe, just maybe, I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate. He should put this much effort into his NASCAR racing right now.
Oh, stop it.
I said I was playing devil's advocate.
I know you
now
are.
But that's the problem. He is doing so much better in the dirt side of his life right now than he is the cup side, which is going to end up, it's been already questioned whether or not these guys should be allowed to do this and da-da-da. I just think people just need to let shit go. I mean, Chase Elliott broke his leg snowboarding. It's not like he was behind the wheel of a race car.
Correct.
I can barely race a NASCAR car right now, let alone anything else. And the only other person that had any kind of injury with a sprint car was the freak accident that Alex Bowman had. And look, he's already back. So
right.
that happens. We move on. Life progresses. But, yeah, so Kyle Larson comes up the big winner at the Brad Doherty Classic. We saw Sheldon yet again podium. It's good. Sheldon's getting some podiums. He needs that. Get those points back. And obviously Carson Macedo with, another podium. He got a win and a podium going into this coming week, which, lo and behold, is going to be huge. That's a lot of momentum swinging his direction.
And he's been fast so far at Eldora. They are there this weekend.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room now?
Carson Macedo, before we get off of that, just quick, we talk about Carson Macedo. You talk about Kyle Larson and his dirt career. He actually got Carson Macedo on the World of Outlaws tour.
Yeah.
Carson ran for Kyle Larson. He now runs for Jason Johnson, right? Yeah.
Yeah. When Jason passed
Johnson.
Away in the race car, so that he runs for Jason Johnson Racing. Which, man, I wish Jason was still here. I loved seeing him run, but Carson fits that seat well, and so did David Gravel. That's great. I love those guys. Jason Johnson Racing's amazing. I love his son. His son is like his mini-me. So, it's great. I hope he's in this battle in the long run. I hope it is the three-car cat race. I really do. And I'm going to keep saying cats because, I just enjoy calling them all cats.
And the reason I am talking about Carson Macedo is because he's not just some guy who came about this year. I mean, he's been working at this for 10 years now. He started in 2013, and he's amassed 32 wins now so far in the World of Outlaw in his career. 357 starts, 137 top fives, 255 top tens. He's led over 1,000 laps, almost 1,050, 30 quick times. He's got 106 heat wins. And, Christina, this is the most impressive, is that the last two seasons in 2021 and 2022 with JJR, he has gotten 11 wins in both seasons and has come third in the points. He has an average start of 7. He has an average finish of 6. He is very consistent, and I believe that David Gravel, Brad Sweet, these guys they're not going to be racing for much longer. They're not old, but Carson Macedo is going to be the next face of the World of Outlaws. No, but I'm just saying, Carson Macedo, when we talk about World of Outlaws, he is a driver that his name is mentioned with this series because he is very, very talented and very, very good.
Oh, 100%. And that's what you want. And these guys are going to have to thrive and really put together a hell of a race weekend here, which, obviously they don't race today. I thought they did. I thought it was like a 4-day thing. But
I think they just had heat runs and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's just like qualifying stuff. So no, they'll run tomorrow. But this is the thing. These guys are built to do this, and that's what they've lived their whole life trying to accomplish and to be good at is this. And all three of them are proving that, hell, you can make it no matter where you ran. Look, not all these guys. The only person that's been in the same ride for, as long as I can remember is Brad Sweet. I really don't remember him in anything else other than a Casey Kane racing car for, the longest time. And the other two have proven they can go anywhere and still win and still race, and that's the cool thing about it. And then you see Logan Schuchart sitting in fourth. He's in a family-ran car, a lower-budget car, still out there, still busting ass, and still, trying to, be on this tour and be good. And that's all you can hope for is that. And, hey, why not? I think it's great. It's epic. But with all this going on, we do have news that overshadows everything, in my opinion.
We do. We do. And Carson Macedo and David Graffel both chasing their first World of Outlaw championship and trying to knock the big cat off the throne who has sat there for the last 4 years. And yes, there is much, much bigger news in the world of dirt racing. Right. Christina, go ahead.
Okay, so I was so – at first I thought it was like an April Fool's joke. I'm not going to lie. I really did not think – I didn't expect this. Maybe I should have because it's not the first time it's happened, but I didn't expect it. So we all know who Anthony Macri is. He's very good at what he does, the 39M driver. It's a family-ran car, Macri Motorsports. He has been on a tear. He just destroyed Pennsylvania Speed Week. I personally love – I like he's one of my favorites, right? So they're going out to Eldora, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a given. You get off the porch, you go to Eldora, right? Wrong. Well, you do. You just don't take your driver. I'm only going to touch on half of it, and then the other half I'm going to save for a later segment. But
okay.
This isn't the first time this has happened, but apparently it's the last time it happened. I truly never expected this to happen. It's a family-ran car. I mean, it's family, but him and his dad, they're like a typical family. You know, they have butt, there's issues, things happen. I was not there when it happened. I can't tell you what was said, what wasn't said, how it was said. All I know is he stepped away and he's walked away. And he basically has made the comment. He's done. I don't know what to think of this because I just don't understand. He's dumb. I don't get it. But, you know, I assumed it was because he found something better. Not really better, I shouldn't say that, but found, you know, somebody was wanting to do something or other, you know, in what retrospect. So he's sitting out, which means Lance DeLeese, last minute, is running the 39M. Good, you know, Lance was going to go anyway with the regular team of Kreitz, and then they decided not to because you know, that race team is full of older gentlemen and stuff, and the car's older, so they needed a break. But Lance is running the 39M for Macri Motorsports, but Anthony Macri did give an interview. He did turn down running a second car for Bernie, who, you know, but he turned it down out of respect for Shane Stewart because he didn't want to overshadow Shane Stewart and everything else. So he's not doing shit this weekend. Kind of sucks. Guy's been on a tear. He's great at what he does. This is what he does for a living, folks. For some people that don't know, he actually, this is what he does. He's a money guy. He's a month of money guy. If you want to bet on somebody to be good somewhere, Anthony Macri would be the guy I take. 10-1 every time. But he did indicate there is no timetable to get a firm deal. So maybe he's taking away, maybe he needs a break, I don't know. But he did indicate that he will likely not be returning to the family-owned ride. He was quoted saying, quote, that is out of the equation. It's not going to be an option. Obviously, I have to thank my parents for getting the operation to where it is. And it's just a falling out. We had different beliefs or ideas and certain things for it, and we could not come to an agreement. So I decided to leave. But I have to thank them and Joe and everyone involved, the sponsors and all the fans who stuck behind me since the beginning to now. It's not the end, and I'm going to be racing again. So hopefully they will follow me to my next adventure. What the hell is what I'm saying. Man, this, it sucks. There's so much more I want to say, but I'm not going to touch on it right now because it's going to go into a different segment later. Anyway, yeah, that's the bomb show. This kid built this team. I'm just saying, if you would have put anyone else in the 39M, and no offense to Lance DeWeese, he's a great race car driver, but look at where he's been this whole entire weekend through time trials and everything else. Not that great. Not very good. I'm going to attribute it to the fact that he has zero time in that car, and there's a lot of things they have to change now, but I blame the car owner for that. I don't know what you said or what happened that would cause your son, a.k.a. your driver, to walk away. So something happened and something was not. So, yeah. Now I'm going to have to find a different way to cheer for Anthony Macri. I mean, I don't even know what – I don't know. It's just – it's kind of weird. It's – somebody sign the kid to something, please, because he's good at what he does.
Yes, he is.
It's crazy. It's pretty annoying.
It was crazy when it broke.
When I sent you it?
Well, yeah. And it's funny because
you should have heard me.
I had just seen it on Facebook before you sent it to me, which is funny because I had just woken up and I had seen it. And then you sent it to the chat, and I was like, I did see that. I wasn't dreaming.
No, it wasn't. It was not a dream. It wasn't. It's a real life nightmare if you think about it for certain people. But this is just. It's so weird. I don't get it. I don't like it. I just really don't like it. There's something they're not saying. And I mean, I don't think he's going to say bad shit about his parents or anything like that, but some dirty shit went down. That's what it happened. So, but I don't want to talk about it anymore, or you're just going to have to do a different segment altogether. That's
well,
an indication, folks, of what's to come later. If you're fans of the show and watch and listen all the time, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you're a new fan, just wait. There's more fun to be had when I get real irritated. It's going to be fun. But, yeah, I found out at work. And, I mean, we all know how it is where I work. I'm pretty busy most of the day and everything. But the notification came across my phone, and, like, I had three people message me, and they're telling me the same thing. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I said it out loud. That's exactly what I said. And my coworker was like, what happened? I proceeded. Listen, my coworker tries, to understand the radio show and everything. She's a good sport with it. She doesn't know a lot about certain things. She's been trying with the racing and the hockey. She really got into hockey closer to the end of the year. So I'm stepping that. So I was explaining to her what happened, and she's like, how can they even do that? I don't know. So I'm trying to find out what happened. She's like, well, what? I said, Rosa, I'm on the same page, girl. I don't know. I got to find out what happened. So he made the announcement. But that's some bullshit. Daddy Macri got some explaining to do. That's all I got to say. But we'll leave my angry thoughts for later. I don't want to overshadow the rest of the show. Too early for that.
Today, like I said, today is the
what
first...
What shit did you just send me now?
It's a pretty bad wreck from the first heat of Sheldon Haudenschild.
What the hell was Sheldon doing?
We have six heats today at Eldora. It's all the heats are for
Friday, for tomorrow.
Yeah. These are setting up for the feature. So
who's on the front row?
I'm
Who
going
is
through.
That? Is that Brent Marks? That's Brent Marks. Ben Parks caused that.
Yeah, Howden Shield, Brady Bacon, Zach Hampton, and Bradley Ashford were all involved in that.
Yeah, and the simple fact of the matter is, first off, I got to rewatch this because something's not right. They didn't line up right. Somebody didn't line up right.
I'm going through right now, and I'm writing down the top three from each heat so far. There's been three heats.
Did that heat, was that at the very beginning, or was that at a red, was that, what the hell, Carrie Madison wrecked, he slipped. So, somewhere along the line, got the front door, it ended up being David Gravel versus Jacob Allen. Damn, way to go, Jacob, throwing a heater there. That's crazy. Jacob Allen threw a heater over at David Gravel. That was pretty intense watching. Oof. But something happens because that is not the starting lineup. The way that lineup was supposed to be, that's not right. They didn't line up right. Because...
Ooh, Carrie Madsen goes upside down in turn one as heat four goes green under a red flag already for heat four.
Why are we under red flag every heat almost? I swear. So what I don't understand is if you look at the heat lineups and you look at the start of this heat, they flopped the first two rows or something. Because Justin Peck is the yellow car, 13. Then you see the white, black and white car, which was Brent Marks. And then the other car was... Well, Carson Macedo was in that heat, too. So Carson should have been leading. Justin Peck should have been in row one. And then it should have been Brent and Sheldon. That is not how that lined up. So what I want to know is who lined up wrong. Because whoever lined up wrong, that might have caused the confusion as to why they wrecked.
No, it was a restart. There was a red flag
for what?
A wreck. Jamie Veal went upside down. He got out on his own power. So then when they came out from that, this was that video I sent you of Howden Shield was the restart. That was the restart. So.
Okay. Cause I was like, if that is the original start of the heat, they lined up wrong and it should have never started. Sorry. I'm calling out the outlaws left and right.
So we've had three heats so far. Carson Macedo won the first heat. Him, Justin Peck, and Justin Whitehall, they will advance to the feature. Top three from each heat advance to the feature. Heat number two, Shark Racing, gets a win. Logan Schuhart, Rico Abreu, and Tyler Courtney, they all advance.
Pretty sure I told you he needed to do good.
They
I'm
all advance.
I'm telling you.
To the feature. So Logan Schuhart getting the win in Heat 2. And then his teammate almost getting the win in Heat 3. But David Gravel gets the win there. But Jacob Allen and Mr. McFadden will all advance to James McFadden will all advance to the feature. And then, like I said, right now, Heat 4 is about – Well, they tried to start. There's a red flag. So as soon as it gets back, Brad Sweet wins. All right, so that heat's over. They're only 10 laps. So these heats are only 10 laps. So Brad Sweet wins heat four, and then Giovanni Scalzi and Cole Duncan, top three.
What the hell? Sorry, totally not racing related.
That is your top three there. And then, of course, the other drivers all go to the C's and the B's because, obviously, we will have we'll have to get a full lineup for the big event, which is Saturday. So tonight is the heats tomorrow is the night before the King's Royal, and then the big King's Royal is Saturday, July 15th, where people have also been calling this the Eldora Million, but it's the King's Royal.
Just get the damn money, folks. That's all that matters.
That's what we are doing. So Heat 5 is next. Those in Heat 5, here's your Heat 5 drivers. Row 1, Kyle Larson, Brian Brown. Row 2, Cale Thomas, Spencer Baisden. Row 3, Blake Hahn, Shane Stewart. Row 4, Bill Ballig, Lance DeWeese. Row 5, Craig Kenzer, Skylar Gee. Row 6, Cody Morawski, Frank Rogers, and row 7, Danny Smith, J.J. Hickel. So that's your Heat 5. Your last heat, row 1, will be Aaron Russell, Donnie Schott, Parker Price-Miller, Corey Eliason, Darren Pittman, Zeb Wise, Noah Gase, Paige Pollock, Connor Morrell, Garrett Williamson, Landon Myers, Michael Bauer, and Denny Pebbles. That is your Heat 6 drivers. So we've got 2 heats to go. We've got 27 drivers still looking to fill 6 spots for the feature. So we will keep an eye on that and see how Heat 5 goes. I've got my little race monitor pulled up here. Keep an eye on that. But Anthony Macri, big news. David Gravel.
He's still my beating heart.
David Gravel takes over the points for the World of Outlaws. That's kind of big news. We were talking about Carson Macedo's career stats. I was looking up some other drivers. Here's an interesting, and I'm sure you already know this, Christina, because this is your boy. But Logan Schuchart has been with the World of Outlaws since 2011. He only ran one race that year. We'll say full time. It looks like probably 2014. Since 2015, though, so since 2015, Logan Schuchart has never finished outside the top 10 in points, and since 2016. He has won at least twice every season in the World of Outlaws. So this kid came into the World of Outlaws just with huge momentum and has been very, very good. Now, last year he finished 6th in points, the year before that 5th, the year before that 2nd. So he got close in 2020. But
yeah, he did.
Since 2018.
That was a good year for us.
Yeah, since 2018, top 6 in points. He hasn't finished lower than 6th in points. He hasn't finished lower than 10th in points since 2015. He's gotten a win at least every year since 2016. So, and he's finished 2nd in the points in 2020. So, I mean, Logan Schuchart is another one of those drivers you don't want to sleep on because he can pick
here.
The points. Yeah, he
now,
can get
you,
points.
Now, mind you, he's good at Eldora. I've never seen somebody tackle Eldora kind of like he does. Mind you, he's better at Eldora than he is at a lot of other tracks, and it may be because it's closer to where we're from, so he's raced Eldora quite more often than some of the other tracks before he joined, full-time on the tour and struggled with. So this is his turning point. I say this every year when it comes to this point in time. I don't know what happens. I don't know if obviously he's listened to the show before. He's been on the show multiple times, him and Jacob. And I will forever be a shark racing girl. I got to support my hometown kids. And, I mean, I always, 100%, we all know that. I'm literally a hometown hero to the end of time with these guys and everything. But this is his turnaround point. This could be it for him. He's 4th in points right now. This is it. Start stealing some wins from these top 3 guys. Look, Jacob just went toe-to-toe with David Gravel in a heat race. I saw them both trading sliders. Jacob Allen isn't going to lie down either. I mean, he's, he's the uncle of the group, but, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm ready.
Well, I mean,
truck racing, chomp chomp, let's go. I want a victory lane this weekend. Chomp chomp. It's Shark Week's coming up too, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It's right
he's
around the
got,
too.
From what I can see, he's got four wins at Eldora, so he knows how to win here. Since 2017, he's got four wins at Eldora. He's won here May 12th. We had a big races in May. He won May 12th, 2017. He won. Didn't win in 2018. He got a win in 2019 on September 27th. He got a win in 2021 on September 24th. He won, and then he won this year on May 5th. So he's got four wins at Eldora. So, yeah, he knows how to get around this place. Donnie Schatz is another one. You got to watch Donnie Schatz. He knows how to win.
You better watch him. He's been a
he knows how to win at this place. Donnie Schatz has, I mean, just off from looking at this, he's got at least a dozen wins at Eldora. So, and multiple wins, multiple years. Let's see, last time he won at Eldora, though, it has been a while. Last time Donnie Schatz won, he won here in 2019. He won May 10th, July 17th, and July 19th. In 2019. He did the same thing in 2018. He won May 11th, May 12th, July 13th, July 14th. This guy knows Eldora. So Donnie Schatz is another one you don't want to let's see. What do we got here? Kyle Larson wins Heat 5. Looks like Kyle Larson, Spencer Baston, Brian Brown are your top three. So Kyle Larson wins Heat 5. I'm surprised by that.
You say that every week.
This Kyle Larson kid, he's going to beat somebody. Man.
Yeah, too bad he can't beat up somebody in his NASCAR car.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that have won at Eldora. Whew.
Yep.
Shane Stewart, he knew how to win at this place,
subject.
Too.
Look at you.
Oh,
so
whatever.
Afraid.
What else? I was going to talk. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about Logan Schuchart. Yeah, I wanted to point out his career with the World of Outlaws. So,
which has been amazing. So I'm glad to see it. The kid comes from that. That's the thing. That team doesn't come from money. A lot of people know that by now. It's all heart, soul, minimal sponsorship. Great sponsors just need more of it. Lots more of it for both cars. But they're trying and they're working their best at it. And that's all you can – that's the dream. They're living it, breathing it. Small town kids from Pennsylvania really making it go in the national sprint car tour. And that's what every little kid's dream is. Hell, it's what every adult male's dream is, or female. Doesn't matter how old you are. Everybody wants to be a race car driver at one point in their life. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah.
They're not cheap, though.
I mean, he's
got
throwing
it out there.
682 starts in the World of Outlaws, 36 wins. He's led over 1,200, almost 1,300 laps, 35 quick times, which people might be like, oh, who cares about quick times and heat wins? These guys do. These guys do. They care about he's got 35 quick times and 112 heat wins. People might be like, oh, heat wins don't win your races and points, but it doesn't matter. These guys, there's a reason they keep track of heat wins, top tens, top fives, and not just wins, because that stuff matters, because it goes to show that, I mean, look here for an example, Brad Sweet. Brad Sweet won the championship last year in 2022. He was not the winningest driver in 2022. We just talked about it. Carson Macedo had 11 wins.
But didn't win the championship.
But didn't win the championship. I believe David Gravel had more wins than that in 2022. He had 7 wins and came in second. So wins are nice, but wins don't win you championships, right?
Well, not just
I mean, now you can also look at Brad Sweet's 2019 and 2021 season where he had 16 wins each of those seasons. So it doesn't hurt. It certainly doesn't hurt. But he won the championship in 2021 with 16 wins. Poor Carson Macedo had 11 wins that year and finished third, I believe. David Gravel had 11 wins in 2021 and came in second. So between those three drivers, we're talking about almost 40 wins between three drivers in the year 2021. And that was your top three drivers. So yes, there are times that wins matter. Like I just said, Brad Sweet won the championship in 2022, and he only had 5 wins. So, but he's consistent. His average start and finish is 5th. I mean, when your average start and finish is 5th, you're going to make money, and you're going to win championships. So, and right now, Brad Sweet has got 6 wins on the year, and he's got almost $200,000, and he's only second.
A lot of money.
Second in the points. David Gravel, on the other hand, first in the points, has 8 wins, has $437,000, and his average finish is 4th. Brad Sweet's average finish is almost 6th. So consistency. Ding, 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 wins championships. So
I feel like we preach that every year. It's just some of these drivers just don't listen. That's the downside. I mean, if people listen to me more, they get further in life. Just saying. It's a long way ahead, though. Remember, we're just now climbing into the money months. I mean, this is the start of it. I think I preach this every year. You can be inconsistent as an MF-er at the beginning of the year. That's fine. You're going to find yourself in a bit of slight of a hole. But this is the time to crawl out of the hole and really put in the new motor, the fresh motor, if you got one, whatever it takes, because now there's no small money to be had. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars, folks. I don't lie. I'm not lying. It's literally money until, you know, the end of the year pretty much. It's not called month of money. It's not called summer of money for no – I didn't dub it that for just, you know, shits and giggles. It's truly the summer of money, and it's hot as hell here. So, I mean, and it's hot across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends in the Midwest are complaining they're in a heat advisory. Welcome to South Florida, folks. 110 degree weather all day, every day. So it's the temperatures are heating up. Yeah, Mother Nature can be a bit of a, I don't know. Mother Nature's just a bitch sometimes and likes to rain on everybody's parade. But, I mean, we're going to have it. You scoffed like you've never heard me swear before. Stop. You've known me for 20 years.
We are green.
This is normal for you.
We are green on heat sick. Lance DeWeese, by the way, Christina, in the last heat, he has to go to the sea. He has to go to the sea. So he'll be racing in the sea.
He's not that good. I'm sorry.
But you know who is?
Give me back Anthony Macri, damn it.
You know who is good at Eldora? the man who's leading Heat 6 right now, Donnie Schatz.
He has not been crowned a three-time king for no reason. I'm pretty sure he's been the king of the crowned. I'm pretty sure he's been king like three times. I swear. At least two. I'm pretty sure he's got two.
Well, he's got Aaron Russell less than a second behind him right now. Here we go. Oh, he's opening up the lead now. He's got a little over a second lead on Aaron Russell. 2.5 back to Corey Eliason. 3 back to Zeb Wise. 4 back to Darren Pittman. Here we go.
Guys, stop doubting him. Stop doubting the old man.
5 laps to go. So we'll keep an eye on this. Before we go to break, we'll find out who wins and transfers from Heat 6. We got 4 laps to go. It's going to be quick. He's making – oh.
It is if he's already a second ahead of everybody.
He's got a second and a half now on Aaron Russell, almost 3 on Corey Eliason, 3.5 on Zeb Wise, 5.5 on Darren Pittman.
I love that Darren Pittman's back, by the way. I personally enjoy seeing Darren Pittman back. Yeah, Darren Pittman's not – you know, he's not full-time anymore. Darren Pittman's amazing. We've interviewed him. I feel like all these people, there's a lot of them we've interviewed a couple times. So that's what's cool. That's what's up. So it's going to be awesome. And, hey, aren't we so happy? It's not just sprint cars at Eldora.
White flag, Aaron Russell now under a second, but I don't think he's got – oh, yellow. Yellow's out.
Oh, shit.
What?
Well, for what? Do we have a NASCAR fake phantom debris caution?
Oh, we probably do. We probably got some debris in the corner. Let's see what the caution's for. Hold on. It doesn't tell me. I got to check out Eldora's Twitter account. As soon as they update their Twitter, we'll find out what that's for. All right. Well, since we got a caution, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll find out what the caution's for at Eldora. We'll find out who wins Heat 6, and we'll talk about Wetlanta down there for the NASCAR race and them going to New Hampshire next. So keep it tuned right here. Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. Let's get to it. All right, welcome back. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com. Check out their great line of outdoor apparel, whether you're a hunter or a fisherman, whether you just want to be comfortable while you're outside. Maybe you're going to the beach for vacation over the summer and you need some new beach gear, or you just want some customized outdoor apparel for a group activity, a softball team, something like that. Check out hardcorefishinggame.com. You can get their regular merchandise and you can get custom made outdoor apparel as well. So check out hardcorefishinggame.com. Also, check out 357 Woodworks. Of course, every week we come to you live from the 357 Woodworks studios. Check them out on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Scott does weekly videos. I just shared a new post from 357 Woodworks on the Fast Lane Sports Show group page on Facebook earlier today. He is making metal NFL helmets which is pretty cool on like a backdrop. Plus, he's got some American flag, some metal American flags that he's doing as well. So check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Margazzano Designs on Facebook, Debbie G Photography. If you are a driver, spouse of a driver, promoter, racetrack owner, or if you need some live action race photos at the track, check out Debbie G Photography as well. She's at Jennerstown multiple times throughout the year. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. She does dirt and asphalt. So check out Debbie G Photography. And then, of course, racerchasingapparel.com so that you can look snazzy when you go to your local short tracks. We're still under yellow, Christina. I don't see an update.
What the hell are we under yellow for?
I don't see an update from Eldora.
Oh,
I don't know what the caution
like
is for. Maybe there's some rain, so we're bringing out the Toyota jet dryers to dry the I'm just kidding.
Stop
we
it.
Can't put jet dryers on a dirt track. Aaron Rutzel and Donnie Schatz, though, they are 1-2 right now. Donnie had opened up a good sizable lead on Aaron. Aaron had cut it down with one to go. They have put one lap back on, obviously. They'll take the green flag. Next time they'll take the white flag, and then it'll be the race. So we will have two to go when they take the green flag. But Donnie Schatz is leading Aaron Rutzel, Corey Eliason, Zeb Wise, and Darren Pittman, and they are going to be nose to tail when they take the green flag. So that lead that Donnie Schatz worked hard to get to has all been erased. So we will find out. They have still not updated. I do not know what the caution is for. So I will keep an eye on this, though. And we will start with NASCAR. They just ran at Atlanta. And due to rain,
AKA a fake super speedway.
For the second week in a row. And nobody took William Byron. We had...
Willie B stole wins. I'm sorry. He didn't deserve that win.
Had,
that was bullshit.
We had Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott. Even somebody took Alex Bowman for this weekend. We're green. Hold on. Let's see. We're green. Oh no. Aaron Rutzel takes the white flag in the lead. Hold on. They're coming back around. Let's see who gets the win. Who's going to get it?
Maybe they can wreck each other.
Aaron Rutzel gets the win. Oh, he stole it from Donnie Schatz. I'm going to call that one a steal. You want to talk about stealing wins. That was a stolen win right there. Donnie Schatz had that one. That was all his. He got stole. We're going to have to check. I want somebody to check Aaron Rutzel's frame. I think his frame needs checked. I'm just kidding. Stop it.
They already did that.
Too soon.
Not too soon. No. It was not too soon. That was rightfully a thing to say. If you get caught cheating one time, you're under suspicion for the rest of your life. I don't give a shit what anybody else says. He got caught cheating and everything else. He's finally back. He's allowed to be back in the freaking Outlaw Tour. Good for him. But bad news bears, they're going to watch you like a hawk for the rest of your sprint car career because you were an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Let's move on to NASCAR, because if you keep me on that subject,
we're never going to get anywhere. All right.
Nope.
Darren Pittman also picked up a spot. He finished fourth. So he picks up a spot as well. So NASCAR was at Atlanta, the Super Speedway, the newest Super Speedway on the NASCAR Tour.
What are you laughing about, me?
No, William Byron gets the win at the Super Speedway of Atlanta.
With a stupid ass giant hat. Goddamn shit should be banned. So stupid.
He beats out this new guy, Danielle Suarez, I think.
You're so
Is that how you
stupid.
Daniel Suarez comes in second. AJ Allmendinger, I don't know who this kid is, but he came in third. Michael McDowell, fourth. What kind of top
Michael
four
McDowell.
Is this?
Yo,
I'm just kidding.
That is what it, that's a typical Super Speedway top four when you decide to call the damn race. You know, they need, this is, stop it. I need to, nope. I got to hold it in. Let me hold it in, because if not, you're going to have to hit that buzzer. We're going to have to switch gears. But
your top 10 finishers, your top 10 finishers of
I'm
your
so
top
pissed.
10 finishers, Christina, only one of them even started in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Ryan Blaney. Started on the
yep.
outside pole, finished ninth. Brad Keselowski started 11th. He finished 6th. The rest of your top 10 started outside the top 18, basically. Top 8, 17. There you go. Justin Haley,
Bullshit.
17th, finished 8th. So your top 10 was Byron, Suarez, Allmendinger, McDowell, Kyle Busch, 5th, Keselowski, J.J. Yaley, 6th, Justin Haley, 8th, Ryan Blaney, and Ricky Stenhouse, Junior 10.
Go back to who you said was 8th.
Justin Haley.
Okay.
Who had
now going back to who's had two top 10s now.
Yeah.
Back to back weeks.
Back to back.
Now which
due to
is
rain.
Good for college racing. Yeah, both due to rain. You know, him and rain mix. it's like good fortune for him. Pretty
maybe
sure
we
the
should
first
rain
time
the
he got
rest
a win.
Of the year.
No, stop it. No. Stop it. And look who finished 7th.
J.J. Yaley.
Yeah, say that again, because there's people that don't even know who the hell that is.
J.J. Yaley.
Yeah.
He's been in NASCAR for 37
he's
years
now. He's been in
NASCAR
in NASCAR as long as we've been alive.
Right. He's been racing.
Literally.
He started when I believe Fred Flintstone was in the 3 before Dale Earnhardt got to it. And
smart.
They ran the Bedrock 500 back there. That was a rough ride.
You don't even know what else to say anymore.
That was dirt racing.
You're so baffled.
That was dirt racing right there.
Literally. So
they had
to
have rock screens on their cars for that.
Can we talk about the truck race?
I just wish I could watch racing, period. But yeah, let's talk about the truck race.
Well, if
why do we want to talk for
400 times, you would have been able to.
Do we want to
because
talk about
because it was an utter shit show.
Corey Heim winning from the pole.
No, I don't care about Corey Heim. Well, he wasn't always at the front, mind you. Just so you know, that race was a full-on shit show. It was the best race I saw all weekend. I don't know how I laughed so hard my entire life. You remember when we watched Coda for the first time in the
mm-hmm.
rain? And you know how we watched, what's the one in North Carolina?
The Roval?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was in the rain, and that was another chaos.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we saw that. It was that. Both those rolled into one was Mid-Ohio, very first, like, 5 laps, rain, these trucks on wet tires, lower, it was spectacular. It was amazing. I saw so many, it was just, like, baffling. I don't know which gray it was. I can't remember now if it was Tanner Gray or Tanner's brother. I don't remember because they're both the same. They don't look the same, but they both have T names, and it's dry. I can't keep them separated. But anyway, one of them literally pulled off what would have been the save of the day, which was amazing. I don't know how they did it. They kept going. They didn't hit the sand trap. They didn't get stuck. I was like, how the hell did you miss that? And you got Carson Hocevar, which I thought wanted to live in the sand trap because he kept, I don't know, I think he wrecked like four times during that race. So did Rasha Karuth. There was all kinds of, it was amazing. Matt Crafton went around and round. I will say I was very, it kind of made me mad too, because I really wanted to see, I wanted to see the Miami kid win. I really did. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. He was up there, and then he got punted out of the way. And then I don't know what happened. My teammates, Ben Rose, and I don't know if it was, I think it was Ty Majeski, what they did, they were doing, but they destroyed each other. It was a crazy-ass event, but turn of events. I personally thought Mid-Ohio was the best week, race of the week.
I mean,
I was hoping
Deegan would get the win in my home state of Ohio, but
ridiculous. She wrecked like three times. She doesn't know how to drive.
She finished on the lead lap.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that anymore.
Well, the racing this past weekend was lackluster, to say the least.
The best racing was the trucks. That's simple. Yet again, the trucks outshined the other two series. The lowest level in professionals.
All I know is I'm just glad that Chevy broke up the Toyota sweep.
I thought the Fords were actually going to win. Because the Fords were extremely fast in qualifying. If you would have told me Eric Almirola was going to get the pole, I would have laughed in your face.
And then finish 18th. You were like, yeah.
I mean, it's my normal reaction to that. So, but, yeah. But I really thought, well, I'm pretty sure had the rain not came, we would have seen a different outcome. I really don't believe William Byron was going to win that race had the rain not come. It's just the rain came. They pitted when they needed to. It is what it is. That was a pit strategy call and everything else. That's all that was. And I mean, serious. Can we please ban these ugly-ass big freaking hats? They are atrocious.
I
hate the hats.
Let's talk fantasy league. You went with Cendric. You got decent points from Cendric. Got 36 out of him.
Man, I was yelling at my TV. Mind you, guys and girls, I don't take fantasy very seriously, as we all know. I make some really weird picks sometimes. I think I took football more seriously than I do racing, and I'm more the racing person. I don't know why I took football so seriously. Maybe it's because I wanted to beat the people that know football. I mean, I'm thinking it was that. I don't take it seriously, but I yelled at my TV that whole entire race because he was frustrating the living shit out of me. He was in the top 10, in the top 5, and then he was in 20th. I was like, what in the bloody hell are you doing?
He finished 7th in stage 1 and 4th in stage 2.
Yeah.
So he did pretty good there. But he finished 12th, so you got decent points out of him. A few people went with Blaney, more than a few people. Quite a few people went with Blaney. He got 47 points this weekend. He started second. He led 20 laps. He won the first stage. He came in second in the second stage. So that's where most of his points.
He's been
from.
Doing good lately in certain races, certain tracks.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's certain tracks. He's really turned it around. But Penske's not doing as great as I expected them to do. Good thing. I expected more, I think.
Look at the points here in a second. What else we got? We had a few people took Harvick. I think he was slated to have a better day than he did. Again, I didn't get to watch the race. He didn't finish on the lead lap, so I don't know what happened.
Well, he got screwed.
Okay.
And he got wrecked. because, you know, Chastain and them don't know what the hell they're doing on a racetrack. But, which is ironic for the news that broke this week. So,
so Chastain wrecked Harvick and Kyle Larson.
And Ty Gibbs. So, yeah. But I think the highlight for me was the very beginning. Green flag hadn't even started. That was super cool, and I'm so glad a track actually is recognizing the fact that Kevin Harvick's retiring. I mean, hello, we did a whole shebang and shit show for Jimmy Johnson for an entire fucking year.
And
why can't we?
Tony Stewart. We did that for Tony Stewart.
It's
every single track
and
we
Dale
went
Jr.
to. Yeah.
And Dale Jr. But I digress. That's
anyway.
Another show, another time. We're on a time limit, Pete. You got to control me here a little. But that was cool. Seeing Richard Childress out there in the 29 that he won a couple weeks after Dale's death on the track with him side by side them. That was cool, throwing pace laps. That was super cool. You could see Richard Childress was clearly emotional in the car and everything. But, and I'm not a Richard Childress fan. We all know that. But it was cool to see probably the highlight for me for the year so far, as if we're going to, like, you know, actually pay homage to a man that's retiring and he's had an amazing career and he loves the sport and gives back. So I think that more tracks need to step up to the plate and do something worthwhile for Kevin Harvick, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably the coolest thing. That, to me, was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing that. That was super cool. That would have been really cool to see in person. I mean, honestly, it would have been. I've seen a lot of cool things on and off the racetrack and on ice and everything else, but that would have been cool. So those people that got to do it, I'm super hella jealous of it. But all in all, that was the highlight, I think, for me for the whole weekend at Atlanta anyway.
Yeah.
Mid-Ohio did not disappoint. Anybody and everybody that was at Mid-Ohio, you stole the damn show. That was epic.
You asked who took Bowman. Frank took Bowman this weekend in our league.
I need to know. Can Frank tell me why?
We had a few people go with Elliot. Chase Elliott, he started 23rd, finished 13th. I was actually thinking about that, and I'm like, And then I was like, you know what? Kyle Busch is about due. I was going to go with Kyle Busch. I went with Kyle Larson. I picked the wrong Kyle. Chase Elliott still ended up. I know. Chase Elliott still ended up with 24.
You're a proverbial jinx for him. Stop taking him. Every time you take Kyle Larson, he ends up wrecked. By Ross Chastain.
So we look at the cup standings, and I don't know why.
Proverbial jinx, man.
They've got me in the playoffs. I don't want to see those yet. Let's look at the regular season points. As of right now, we've got quite a few winners too. But as of right now, you got William Byron leading the regular season points. He is 21 points ahead of Martin Truex Jr. You got Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain. That is your top five. Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson. That's your top eight, all of which have wins. Kevin Harvick, ninth, no win yet. Joey Logano, 10th, he's got a win or two. He's got a win. And then you got Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, both top 12. No wins. Tyler Reddick with a win. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with a win. Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell. That's your top 16 in points. Your top 16 as far as playoffs, I mean, it's the same. Byron, Busch, Truex, Chastain, Larson, Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. That's your top 11 because they all have points. The drivers in the playoffs without points right now, Kevin Harvick solidly in the top 16 for now. He's 126 points to the good. He's in ninth. He's in 12th. Brad Keselowski right behind him. He He's 100 points to the good. That's quite the turnaround from last year where he was about 300 points in the hole because of
They have not had any infractions, not serious
right.
ones or anything. But
right.
I'm pumped for RFK this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they did in the off season. I really don't know. But
yeah, teammates,
it doesn't
right
matter.
There.
Whatever they did is working.
Yeah, teammates, back-to-back right there. Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, they're 13th
and 14th.
And
they both were up front
they're 13th and 14th right now in the playoff points, and they are 100 and 102 points to the good, respect. So
that's so close. That's crazy.
We still have seven races to go. So those three drivers, Harvick, Keselowski, Buescher, they're not the type to do this anyway, but they are not going to be relying on that buffer that they have right now. They will be fighting for a win to make sure that they are in the playoffs, because that 100 points can go away in the snap of a finger.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got Daniel Suarez and Michael McDowell. They are just in the playoffs right now. They are 3 points to the good. Over Bubba Wallace, AJ Allmendinger, Ty Gibbs, Austin Cindric. You got Justin Haley and Alex Bowman right there. Big names outside of the playoffs, Alex Bowman with HMS, Chase Elliott, both of them fighting from infractions earlier in the year. Chase Elliott fighting through missing, actually both of them missed multiple weeks of racing.
Chase Elliott missed because he was dumb and broke a leg.
Bowman missed because he was racing. But Bowman missed three races. Chase Elliott missed seven. So that's why they're fighting
with a broken
for
back
a playoff
too.
Spot.
And he only missed three races.
Corey LaJoy in 24th. He's 70 points out, but a win puts him in. A win puts in Corey LaJoy and knocks out Michael McDowell. If Corey LaJoy gets a win this weekend in New Hampshire, that changes
that
a lot
happening.
Of things. Well,
why are we talking about Corey LaJoy
getting
a win?
He's right here on the cusp of the playoffs.
His chance for a win was Atlanta.
You know what? I don't like your Corey LaJoy attitude right now. He could get a win in New Hampshire. He could play strategy early on. They could make a huge strategy call. And at the end of the race, when everybody's running out of fuel, there's Corey LaJoy with still half a tank of gas and wins the race. So, you know, it could happen. Anyway, that
Stop
is
with
how.
Corey LaJoy. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Although, whoever took Corey LaJoy. I saw some people in our fantasy league did take Corey LaJoy. I thought about it because Atlanta is
too.
His best track.
I took him the first Atlanta race.
I think I did too, if I'm not mistaken. I think a lot
see.
Of us did.
Atlanta.
I could be wrong.
You took Blaney. But
did
I took Corey LaJoy and he got me 34 points in the first Atlanta race. So. Yeah, you went with Blaney. He got you 37. Joey Logano won that race.
See, that was Ford domination right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to the stinky lobster town.
Yeah. Before we get to New Hampshire, though, Tristan with that huge...
No, I don't want to talk about Tristan. I'm so mad at
Chicago Street Course win. Tristan and Rodney... are at the
he
top.
He stole my driver.
Those two basically fighting for the regular season standings. But just like it doesn't matter in NASCAR, it doesn't really matter with us. The wins is where it's at. The playoff standings for our league, Ty and Rodney at the top, 5 wins apiece. Christina, Chad, Wiley, Tristan all have 3 wins on the year. Sitting
I'm
at 115 points
in the wins
for the playoffs. Matt, Jeremy, Timmy, all with 2 wins right there. 110 points. And then you got Lonnie, me, Frank, Anthony, Charlie, Nick, and Tasha, all with a win. Like I mentioned earlier, Andrew.
How did Debbie not have a win yet?
Andrew, Craig, Debbie, Aaron, Chris, they are still struggling for a win. They have. Debbie has had terrible luck.
She had bad luck.
She has had bad luck this year with the drivers. I felt like there was 6 weeks in a row, every driver she picked wrecked in the race. She had a very bad string of bad luck there. But again, it's all about coming down to the playoffs. And we will talk about the playoff setup and all that again some more for our league when it gets closer to that time. We'll have a special show like we did for the All-Star race, Christina, where we talk just about the playoffs, who's in.
Oh, good. And I don't have to spin no wheels, so none of you bitches can complain.
Who you can pick from and the rules and everything. So we'll have a show coming up here in just a few weeks about that.
I can't believe the season's almost halfway over.
Seven to go in the regular season, and then playoff.
Disappointed.
It's going by quick.
I think I'm
going
to go to one race. I think I'm going to try to go to one of the races this year.
I would love to go to a race, but I just don't know. My schedule sucks.
It's called calling sick. I mean, you could do it.
I could. I know that guy that
just
I work
as
with.
As long as no one that listens to our show tattles on you, you will be fine.
Oh, we've got days.
Then I feel like
I have days. I have days I can use. It doesn't have to be made up.
I was
going to
say, because then I feel like if anything, then I'm going to have to start cutting people at the kneecaps if they, act out.
No. I do have, there's a guy at work, he does want to make plans to go to the Bristol Night Race next year, which is in September. So we are planning on something like that. So that's going
to
be fun.
Can't you guys decide to come to Miami or something?
We could. Hotels are expensive down there.
Oh my God. It is not.
We would have no place to stay.
Yeah. I'm sure there's people that live in South Florida. Sometimes you're the I can't with you.
terrible. So yeah, I mean we've only got seven races. And of the seven races
we just all go to Daytona.
Oh, that's also on my bucket list. Daytona,
I did it once.
Charlotte,
I did it one
Talladega.
Time.
I know. Lucky dog. We've got new. These are the racetracks left, Christina. Listen to this. New Hampshire, which is a mile and one 1.3 mile track or something. So we got New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'll probably sleep through that.
We've got Pocono. We've got Richmond, which is another short track. Michigan, which is a super speedway. We've got Indianapolis Motor Speedway road course back to back with Watkins Glen into Daytona. So we go We go Michigan road course super speedway. What?
Mm-hmm.
That's August. That is your last four races before the playoffs. And we've got guys sitting here with no wins yet, being chased by guys who could possibly win at one of those tracks. AJ Allmendinger, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott.
Hello. Michael McDowell. He's
Michael
good at
McDowell.
Road courses.
Michael McDowell's in the playoffs.
Yeah, but him solidifying with a win is going to be better than him being there at West Point.
So So think of the races I just said that we have left. New Hampshire, Pocono, Richmond,
whole
Michigan,
road
Indianapolis
races.
Road course, Watkins Glen, and Daytona. And then these are the drivers at the bottom of the standings with no wins yet. Harvick, Kozlowski, Buescher, Suarez, McDowell, Allmendinger, Cindric, Bowman, Elliott, Ryan.
Do you know
Priest,
how many of those people have won on a damn road course?
Eric
at
Almirola. Eric
He's
Almirola, Eric Jones,
road course.
Austin Dillon. I mean, I'm listing drivers.
You're far-fetching it now.
But Christina, look at the races that are left. Austin Dillon has a win at Daytona.
That's the only place he's going to win, if he wins.
But if he does, it changes the playoffs. That's what I'm saying.
God, I
and
swear
that's the last
Daytona,
race of the regular season.
I swear. If he wins Daytona, I'm coming to Ohio.
I am picking Austin Dillon for Saturday, August 26th, for the Coke Zero Sugar 400.
If he wins, I'm coming to Ohio.
I'm taking Chase Elliott for Watkins Glen.
No, he would be better
I'm
to
taking,
take it to Roble. Oh, that's in the playoffs. My bad.
I'm taking Ryan Preece for the Indy road course.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I'm taking Harvick probably this week and Richmond.
You just picked somebody for New Hampshire. You can't pick Harvick and the same person you already picked. Oh, my God. You can only pick one, Pete, not two.
I'm telling you who I'm taking for the next few weeks.
Yeah, but
you know what? Screw it. I'm taking Larson from now till the playoffs.
You're a proverbial jinx for him. Stop. Oh, my God. He's never going to win another championship as long as you keep picking him.
I'm just going to start
God,
picking
terrible.
Whoever you take. I'm going to wait till you make your pick. And then that's who I'm taking.
You do usually wait till after I make my picks. There's some weeks I'm petrified I'm going to forget to make a pick.
I always
don't want one of your sleazy picks that come in with random number picks. No. God. The only time that would work is, ironically, you pick a road course ringer on a road course and they would win. That would be your luck. I want Daytona to go back to the road course.
For the last race of the season?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want every week to just be road course.
And I want Indy to go back to being on the Brickyard instead of the stupid road course.
Yes, I do agree with that.
I don't like it. I don't like the road course at Indy. I think it's quite boring. I think there's better road courses on the circuit than Indy. I'm a stickler with traditionalist ideals when it comes to Indy. It wasn't founded on we don't have enough time. I can't go there. Not today.
I'm
getting angry. You might as well just do it.
Okay. Where's it at?
Oh, no, you lost my music? Peter.
Why am I not seeing it?
Do I need to see
it?
Do I need to find it for you?
Sure.
Oh,
for those just tuning in for the first time, that is our penalty box sounder, and this is the custom swag penalty box segment. This is Christina's favorite segment, and yes, the penalty box finally has a sponsor. Thank you to Lonnie over at Custom Swag Sublimation. Make sure you check them out on Facebook as well. They can make customized tumblers, license plates, shirts, stuff like that. So check out Custom Swag Sublimation on Facebook. Christina, who has been naughty and has ended up in the penalty box this week?
Bro, this is one big-ass penalty box this week.
Oh, my God. Do we
I
have time?
I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. I mean, first off, okay, I know where to start. All right, so NASCAR should have decided to move Atlanta up because they knew there was impending rain. But, yeah, we still decided to have that race at God knows what time of the night it was when it started. Just, that was dumb as hell. So stupid. We could have ran that whole race had we started earlier. But no, God forbid we move it up 15, 20, half an hour, 45 minutes. God forbid. So stupid. Then we get a dumbass finish with a stupid-ass hat. It's annoying as hell. I'm tired of big-ass hats. So stupid. Dumb as hell. Just dumb. Dumb. Then we're going to go to the dirt side of the world. I'm sorry. You need to put your beef aside. You let your best asset walk away, a.k.a. your son. What the hell kind of family feud shit is going on? I don't get it. You literally left Anthony Macri walk away. It doesn't make sense. Poised on the biggest weekend it could have been. The 39M had a fighting chance until whatever happened broke out and happened. I don't get it. It's not the first time they fought, but seems like it's the last time they're going to have communication, at least when it comes to racing, which is shitty. So, yeah, I just don't understand. That's just dumb as hell. Dumb as hell. It's a whole segment on being dumb as hell. So, yeah. I'm not a fan of it. If something happened, you got to put your differences aside. I don't know. Maybe you should have trusted your son for what's best for your race team. I mean, he's gotten you this far. He's gotten you on a map. He's done lots of great shit. He's done amazing things. But I digress. I don't want to get into the personal business. Not my problem. Not my cup of tea. And then, all right, this is a big one. This is a bombshell. So we all know the NHL is in the off season. This is, you know, NHL free agency started. You know, there's guys being signed. There's guys being waived. There's a lot of crazy shit happening, right? Well, so Alex Galchenyuk been signed on July 1st, okay, during free agency. He got signed to the, I believe it was the Arizona Coyotes. Yeah. Or whatever. I forget. Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, why are they waiving it? They're trying to, you know, putting him on waivers conditional to get him released. I'm like, what the hell? You just signed him on July 1st. This is July 13th. Well, this is why. This is why Alex Galchenyuk is sitting in the penalty box and he probably should, you know, seek some help. This is like, this will remind you of a certain football player that spent a lot of time in the penalty box, okay? So Scottsdale police have confirmed that Alex Galchenyuk was arrested on July 9th. Okay, count how many days that's been. On a number of charges, not one, a number of, including private property hit and run, disorderly conduct, failure to obey, a resisting arrest, and threatening or intimidating. Oh, Lord. Jesus, take the wheel. There were apparently no persons injured in his hit and run, just property damage. So he was booked in the city jail, and he was released, and then put. And then he was arraigned on Monday. Pre-trial is set for August 11th. Pretty sure your career's done, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of hockey players come back from shit like this. Just signed, too. Just got signed July 1st. I just don't understand sometimes. I know people go through shit. That's a thing. It happens. But this is why you don't drink and drive and do stupid shit, people. This is why. I don't care if you're a professional athlete, a celebrity. I don't give a shit who you are. You don't act stupid. That's what happens. Stupid people do stupid shit, and, you know, he got arrested. Now they're trying to buy out, they're trying to get out of his contract, which I don't blame them for doing at this point. So, yeah. Yep. I don't know. That's got to be the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. One of them. Who does he remind you of? What football player have I put in the penalty box for the same stupid shit?
Are we allowed to say his name?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why we couldn't. We've not been legally contractually obligated to not. So, I mean, he is what made the penalty box famous, I'm pretty sure. You know.
He has made it into what it is today, so.
Yeah, he's all fraction of things, too. So he's got his own life problems to worry about. But, yeah. That's crazy. That's the biggest, you know, the biggest penalty box right there. That's Alex Galchenyuk, who used to be a great athlete, mind you, great hockey player. That's crazy. Even the, oh, Lord, now the general manager for the Coyotes is saying some stuff. Ooh. Oh, boy. They apparently didn't know about this until early this morning. How is it now that we're on Thursday? He was arraigned and everything on Monday. How the hell does somebody not notify the team that he was playing for that he was arrested?
Eldora never did say what the caution was for, but once we're done with the penalty box, I can give you updates on how the front row is going to look like for the Eldora.
Oh, I already know who's on the pole. It's going to be fucking amazing. But, yeah, so that's the penalty box. Pretty shitty. So, yeah, Alex Galchenyuk is probably going to be there for a while. He's going to sit in the penalty box probably as long as he's going to sit in jail. But I'm done now. Rant over for this week.
So to wrap up the show, we only got about 12 minutes left. We'll kick back real quick to talking dirty. Eldora, all of the heats are done there. We have the C and B mains tomorrow, which will set up the main event on Saturday. And yes, Christina is one excited gal as her boy, Shark Racing.
Yep.
Logan Shuhart is on the pole next to Mr. Macedo. Carson Macedo is second. Aaron Russell third. Brad Sweet fourth. David Grable fifth. Kyle Larson sixth. Justin Peck seventh. Brown eighth. Abreu ninth. Allen tenth. Oh, look at that. Shark Racing starting off in the top 10.
I'm trying.
Shots 11th. Skelzy 12th. Whitehall 13th. Duncan 14th. Eliason 15th. McFadden 16th. Baston 17th, and Tyler Courtney rounding out the starting spots of the Eldora Million, starting off in 18th. Six more will make it from the B main. Now, we'll have the C's first, and two from each C, we'll have two C's because of all the drivers.
It's basically like a D and a C.
Right. So two from each C will go to the B, and then we'll have a B lineup tomorrow. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow night. But some drivers in the C that you'll be watching, Hunter Schoenberg. He's an all-star guy. Brady Bacon. You got Brent Mattis, Sheldon Howden Shield because of that wreck. He'll be in a C. Ian Madsen, Danny Dietrich. Who else we got here? Some other big names. Cy Lynch from PA. Sam Haffertape will be in a C. Lance DeWeese, Craig Kenzer, Casey Kane, Kerry Madsen, Danny Smith from Chillicothe, Ohio. And you got Skylar Gee, Tyler Street. He's another one from Ohio. Lee Jacobs from Ohio, Parker Price Miller, Bill Ballig. So you got some big names in the C, in the C's, that will be trying to get into the B. And like I said, we'll get the B's tomorrow night after all of that. So you'll have to check in on that tomorrow. I will be right.
I got a
working.
Ballsiest player of the game too.
Oh, yeah. What's who we got for ballsiest?
Okay, so you're going to all have to go to Twitter and everything to see this. So I've been following this. I found out. I don't know if you saw it. Some of the, it was on a NASCAR weekend. I forget who it was that was there. So there's this baseball team called the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're amazing, by the way. So they have a player named Jackson Olsen, okay?
Uh-huh.
Jackson took a – oh, man, this kid is my hero. He's younger than I am, so I can call him a kid. Clearly younger than I am. Last night – yeah, was it last night? Yeah. Let me check. Yeah, last night. So he was trying to – he was on second base trying to steal third, but the pitcher – granted, guys, these are like ex – you know, professional, I don't know. They've all played baseball to a degree of college, professional, something other. Great. They're performers, too. It's pretty phenomenal.
They're like the Globetrotters of baseball.
But better. So,
yeah.
they're not the only team, either. There's a whole, there's one called the Party Animals. Well, that's who
yeah.
they were playing. He straight up took a ball to the fake.
Ooh.
And I mean, took it to the face.
Ugh.
Bro is bloody as hell. That guy's, his face is fucking, is swollen. Like, I swear it looks like there is a baseball in the inside of his face. That's how swollen and stuff he is. So he took to social media, he did a TikTok and some other stuff, you know. But he, you know, it's crazy. So he's my ballsiest player, you know, of the game this week. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure, I think he's going for surgery tomorrow morning. Let's see. Surgery tomorrow at 7 a.m. Going to be back in no time, he says. If you go to his Instagram, it shows you the video of what happened, how it happened. And it shows him in the hospital, bloody as hell. Badass. I would have cried my eyes out. I would have been a little bitch. Just saying. He is my ballsiest player of the game. And he's got some moves. Just saying. He can dance.
Yeah.
I need you to go over to Twitter. I mean, Instagram, and look at it then.
Is it on, you said it's on Instagram?
Yeah. Do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah. I'm looking at the Eldora Million Trophy. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
So, yeah, Jackson Olsen, folks, he is – find him. If you follow me, you can – all right, I got to find you in here. You're hardly ever on anymore.
That is
a nice
trophy.
I'm sending it to the show page. I just
okay.
came to your show page. I DM'd it to you that way.
I got it.
Instagram. But, yeah. So, folks, go follow him. Give him some love. His face is going to hurt for a while. If you want to follow him, his Instagram handle, folks, is J_Olson. So, OLSON2. That is his Instagram. He's a badass. Straight up took it to the face, though. That's some dangerous shit. But, yeah.
I I didn't look at it yet. I'm gonna have to wait till I get off this off there.
Yeah. It hurts my face looking at it.
Well, we will be back next week, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Monday. You never know. It could be. It's a surprise. So be sure to watch for our Facebook and Twitter to see when the link is posted, and hopefully you guys see it and you join us again next week. But I thank you for tuning in this week to the Fast Lane Sports Show. Remember, every week we are presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com. You can only hear the Fast Lane Sports Show on the Slicks and Sticks radio network, live every week from the 357 Woodworks Studios. Christina, thank you once again for joining me on the Barbasol Shave phone line. If you listen to the show, you can call in and get in on the conversation if you would like. The number to call is always 657-383-1903. I post the phone number with the link for the show as well, so you can use it from that if you want to call in. So, Christina, thank you for joining me tonight again. Next week is going to be another week. We'll have the Lobster Trophy to talk about. We'll have the Eldora Million.
It's a lobster. I'm in a trophy.
We'll have the Eldora Million to find out who won. Can Logan Shuhart win it from the pole?
I hope so.
Can Kyle Larson battle to the front and take the win? Can Donnie Schatz get another win at Eldora?
There you go. Let's see if the old man can pull it out.
Yeah. Can Lance DeWee shock everybody and win from the C-Main? we will have to see. Maybe David Gravel will still be hot and on fire this weekend and pick up a win. We'll see, though. Tune in next week. Like I said, watch for the link. For when the show is. It's always at 8 o'clock. It's just a different day. So you'll have to watch for that. But no, Christina, have a good rest of your week. Have a good weekend. I'm sure I'll be talking to you here again within the next few days.
I'll annoy the hell out of you here. Or so. I do every week. That's my job.
Yes. So you have a good rest of your week, Christina, and weekend, and we'll talk to you next week here on the show.
All right, sounds good, y'all. Enjoy the weekend, watch some racing, get tuned up, get ready, give me your penalty box picks for next week. I may shout out a fan or two. Lonnie, my man, I'm waiting on my cut, boy. That's all I got to say. So, but with all that, have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy. Peace out, y'all.
All right. That was Christina. Keep an eye on and make sure you follow us on Facebook if you don't already. We will be having another prize box giveaway coming up in August or September. It depends on what I can put together for the box and if I can get one good enough put together in time for August. So you'll want to follow us on Facebook for sure, though, on the group page. Thank you for tuning in again tonight. I appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Like I said, not sure the day yet. Just watch for the link to be posted. Have a great rest of your week. Have a good weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Stay cool. It's hot out there. We'll see you next week. See ya!